listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Can we just take a second to hyperventilate about the fact that we are a quarter way through the century? Is no one else freaking out about that? I remember Y2K and like year 2000 and like, anyways, I guess I just think it's absolutely nuts. We're a quarter of the way through the century.
Let's do a little online poll right now. Hands up, who is actually thinking about we're a quarter way through the century?
It hasn't crossed my mind once.
Me neither, man.
All right, Rich, fine.
That's why you are a gem. You are a treasure.
think it over. Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Pre-produced at my dog crate in East Vancouver, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 124 of the program, and it is a no-repeat new and new-to-me music episode, and Happy New Year. It is mostly new-to-me music on this episode. I mentioned before that I was going to have to pull some sort of lever to make this episode work, and sometimes I contradict myself, the self-professed new music lover that I am. In my defense, it is the quickest turnaround I have all year, 3 weeks, and nobody puts out new music, let alone published charts over the winter break. And I'm on holidays when I do my best work, and I like to think I'm resourceful, so yes, it isn't all brand new music, but this episode is incredible. What I ended up doing was what I would have called in the past a covenant search. I did one of those all the way back in episode 40, where I basically checked the back catalog of all the show's artists to see if there's anything good there, and also find out about any recent releases I may have missed. It made for a really good episode. It's easy pickings when you're already fond of the artist, and it made easy pickings for this episode. It's just that I had an almost overwhelming amount of music to go through. Episode 40 was exactly 4 years ago, and this show has come a long way since episode 40, and since then I've added a lot of new music and a lot of new artists, and my old artists have made new music, and I think what I'm trying to say is I probably should have been doing these types of episodes more often. After 4 years, the pile of music was quite large. And it was an arduous search. I'm not kidding, it was arduous. In the end, I ended up picking up 147 songs spread over 110 releases. That is close to three times the amount of music I would be working with on a normal new music episode. The kicker is, not only did I pick up 110 releases, but I only had time to search through half of my catalog. So this is only half of the potential music. I'll have to make another one of these episodes. So this is 2025 Covenants Part 1, A through M, or A Beacon School to MS Paint, more specifically. As a result, so the quality of music is very high on this episode, but of course the majority is not brand new. Like I said, sometimes I do contradict myself. New music is not the best music, just for the time being, but when I go back to the new music in a couple of months, it'll help me keep the quality of those shows up. Now, there are a handful of brand new songs in the mix, and there is a plurality from this decade. Working backward, there is a similarly sized pile from the tween teens decade, along with a few from the aughts, and then one song from 1998. As for the 1998 song, it is a slowcore band, and you might be able to pick them out, so that is trivia tonight. So, for trivia tonight, who is responsible for the song from 1998? It'll be in early hour two. I already mentioned it's a slowcore band, and if you follow this show, you can probably guess who it is already. This is a great show tonight. A lot of fun artists came through in a big way. The housekeeping set, or the appetizer, is mainly electronic music, and the main course, the big set, has a big run of brilliant modern-day singer-songwriter stuff to start off, followed by two of the better punk metal songs ever, apparently, and then a whole bunch of post-dance punk, pre-metrowave jock rock cut with Elizabeth Whittington. The fuzzy, happy tween-teens decade vibes in the big set are almost too much to take. It really is too much of a good thing, the big set tonight, so much that it even says so. Starting off the show tonight was actual new music, basically the top leftovers from episode 123. From the top is the only new band on this episode, and it is Artificial Go from Cincinnati. Points for Cincinnati, that's a pretty good tune. Second up was New Born at Midnight, and then finishing up was New Jabu.